Welcome back here, the world famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, online at philhendryshow.com. And with me is R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy. You have your friend Watson there, right?
Yeah, he's a cadet, Watson.
Hi, Mr. Henry. I'm happy to be on your program tonight.
Yeah, that's Watson.
Okay, he's a cadet?
Yeah, he's a cadet, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just wanted to know.
Yeah, Watson's a cadet. He's a friend of mine. We're junior cadets, we'll be. But we hang. Watson, there's a bunch of us here, but Watson's like my personal bodyguard. He's like my, I don't know, you'd say he's part of my posse. We do, and I'm not trying to say nothing, you know, about, I take my orders directly from the Commander-in-Chief of America, but I do have a little bit of my crew here. You know, we hope someday, Mr. Henry, if we're deployed, God willing, we are have the honor of being deployed on behalf of the country of America. We're going to, I hope these guys are my fire crew, if you know what I'm putting down.
Yeah, I'm going to be on fire crew.
That's right, Watson.
Okay, that's great. Then that's fine, but you're still in high school, technically, you know.
Well, yes, sir, but I mean, when something like this happens...
All right, hold on. We're talking with R.C. Collins about General Petraeus. I talked earlier with General Galen Shaw.
Yes, sir.
I take it you don't admire him.
Well, General Shaw is a member of the... General Shaw is in the Army. I would never disrespect nobody in the Army, but... I'm just not going to have no comment.
Well, he's retired.
Well, I just won't have no comment then.
All right, so I'm going to take that to mean you don't respect him and his views on General Petraeus, but General Petraeus now has lost your respect.
Well, yeah, General Petraeus has lost the respect of a lot of guys that I know about on account of the fact that he was on the head of the CIA, and then he went out and he had sex with a lady. But I also think that General Shaw is right in one degree, that if you ever took a look at General Petraeus' wife, man, a honking...
She's real honking ugly. Yeah.
All right, hold on for a minute. Am I talking to you, R.C.?
Well, yes, sir, but I, you know...
I don't want to talk to your friend Watson.
Mr. Henry, I
give me the phone, Watson. Don't say nothing until I give you the cue, okay?
Okay.
I'll give you the thumbs up, then it's yours. Yes, sir?
Oh, you'll give him the thumbs up, then it's his, huh?
Well, I mean, when I say he gets to talk, like if we ever discuss Michael Myers or something like that, you know?
Michael Myers? Like, what is it, Halloween?
Oh, yes, sir. You were about to say Friday the 13th. That'd be a major foopah, or how would they say that? That'd be a major foopah for the people that are fans of it. But anyway, I wanted to say the lady that General Petraeus had sex with is pretty slamming, and General Petraeus' wife, well, I'm not going to dishonor her by having Watson say nothing about it.
I think, Bobby, it's pretty trucked up.
Shut up about it, Watson.
All right, I don't want to hear any comments about a lady's looks. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry.
Okay. I don't want to hear any comments. You're saying that General Petraeus
General Petraeus had a fair? What's that?
What, he had like a Ferris wheel or something?
Yeah, did he have a Ferris wheel in his backyard? What?
Guys, I don't want any comments about the lady's looks, General Petraeus' wife. If you want to comment on General Petraeus and the suitability or lack thereof of his job as CIA director, what it takes to be a military man, I'm giving you respect. Even though you're in high school, I'm allowing you to talk, okay?
Well, yes, sir, but that's why I thought it'd be better if we talk about Michael Myers, you know?
Why do I want to talk about Michael Myers?
On account of Watson here, says he's going to tear... Tell him, Watson.
I'd take Michael Myers and rip his head off and crap down his back.
Yeah, do you believe he said that? He said he's going to rip off Michael Myers' head and crap down his neck. That's pretty impressive, Mr. Henry, on account of the things, you know, that Myers has done.
Yeah, Michael Myers is a fictitious character, okay? He doesn't exist.
Yeah, I know he doesn't exist, but I mean, go ahead, bro.
Michael Myers, I'm going to rip his head off, crap down his neck, and use his skull as an ashtray. I think
he's going to... Can you believe that? If Michael Myers really existed, I mean, but he'd be... Obviously, he's such a sissy, you know?
Michael Myers is a sissy.
Yeah, because he ain't come after Watson, has he?
Yeah, I ain't seen Michael Myers never.
Yeah, Watson ain't never seen Michael Myers. Ain't seen hide nor hair of him. Not in a coon's age. You want to know why? Because if he exists, He's a scared of Watson.
Yeah, Michael Myers is afraid of me. I'll rip his head off.
Yeah, I know, and crap down his neck. Okay.
Well, don't dismiss it so lightly, Mr. Henry. That's a pretty heavy thing to say on account of Michael Myers. That guy's come back from the dead a bunch of times. And every time he did, he ripped somebody an ass, you know?
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to tear him a new ass.
You did tear him a new ass? I love it.
All right, guys, I'm going to let you go.
What do you mean you're going to let us go?
Because you haven't made one bit of sense since I've had you on the air here talking about how ugly Petraeus' wife is. You are disappointed in him, General Shaw, and now you're going to rip Michael Myers' head off and crap down his...
Well, I mean, that's what Watson wants to do. That's not me, man. That's him. That's not my thing. That's his.
I know, but he's your friend, and I've been talking to this guy. Very good, guys. Thank you, and we will move on.
Hi, Mr. Henry, and just tell everybody out there, you know, America is number one. We got your back. We're the future military of America. Watson, any parting words?
I'm gonna rip Michael Myers' head. I'm going to crap down Michael Myers' neck.
Yeah. So Michael Myers, better watch it. And another thing.
All right. Thank you very much, R.C. Collins. He and his cadet friend Watson are looking for Michael Myers as we speak because he wants to rip off his head and crap down his neck.
I don't understand what that was. That a segment you were doing on the military?
It was a segment I was doing on people in the military and what their view of General Petraeus is.
Why would you have to ask a question like that? Petraeus and the wife of General Petraeus being demeaned in the way that she was. Now, I did not see her. And only recently have I seen some clip of her on the news. I believe it was when the general was being sworn in.
Yes, she was holding the Bible.
Now, I didn't know, and I'm a woman, so I can comment on this. I didn't know that's what he was dealing with, you see.
Yeah, so does that make a difference?
Will you allow me to tell him to shut up, please?
But don't interrupt.
If I'd known General Petraeus was dealing with that, then I think my judgment of him and my estimation of him might have come up a few notches.
If you knew he was dealing with that, meaning his wife?
I will repeat what I said, Phil.
Now, Margaret, you do that all the time. When I ask you to clarify, you never do, because you say something so outrageous.
Yes.
And you don't want to clarify, because it's just going to make you sound worse. When you say he's coming and he's dealing with that, you were pointing at a picture of his wife.
I was pointing at a domestic situation.
The swearing in of a CIA director?
A man and a woman involved in her husband's work.
Dad, I'm not buying it. No way.
No, that sounds like you... Sound to me that I ain't buying it either. Sound like to me you're trying to,
qualify the comment?
Yeah, qualify the comment.
You have to give them the words to then attack me in a debate and make me look like an ass after they got the word from you.
They didn't, how'd she, all right.
Oh, Robert, he just called you she.
Yeah, I heard that.
I made a mistake, Robert. Not because I don't know you're a man. It's because I went C-E, you know, I was...
You're going, oh, wow, you have a Sydney S word.
I heard that as well. I'd like David Hall, please.
No, don't call David.
Oh, you hit his hand. That is against the Disabilities Act.
And I'm going to turn your microphone off, too. I've about had it, man. I'm so grateful it's the end of the week. I can't even see straight. And I'd like to get on to some other topic beyond the piece of... I mean, the woman that... The lady that General Petraeus was...
The lady that General Petraeus was...
Well, yeah, that is, you know...
It is difficult to say what the story is about, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's just that I'm an idiot and I've been around you guys all night. The extramarital affair of General Petraeus, what does it mean? What does it mean to the military? What does it mean to national security? Was it actually an affair that might have compromised U.S. security? What's the story with this Broadwell woman? All of these questions are being asked and answered as we speak by the FBI, and we will continue when we come back. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Thank you very much.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Thank you.
Show.
All right, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876-7445. Bay the Y.
Or by the way.
By the way. If you are a listener of the Phil Henry Show, and then all of a sudden, magically, the show is not there on the station that you thought it was on, I'd like to know about that. Let me know, okay? Because we want to track all of those things. So if you are a listener to our radio show and suddenly, magically, it's gone, we are definitely tracking that, and I want to know about that, and because I'd like to know exactly what the status is with our ability to reach you out there in Radio Land, okay? Our number is 877-876-7445 here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Paula Broadwell, it's an interesting story here because we're not really done with this story. I'd like to be, but there's a lot going on with it. And I sure as hell don't want to talk about the fiscal cliff because I don't want to talk about anything having to do with the economy or money until we know exactly what it is we're talking about. Because what has happened here after the election of Obama comes discussion. And not so much discussion comes the next wave of party propaganda from either side. Fiscal cliff! You know. Sure, the country just spoke, and sure, you just elected a guy, but guess what? Fiscal cliff! You know. Well, look what you did. You exercised your right to vote, and look what it did to the markets. That didn't do anything to the markets. Didn't do a thing to the markets. The markets did it to themselves, like the markets didn't know Obama was going to be president. Anybody that tells you the following thing, and take this to the bank, anybody that says to you the following thing, I was going to invest in buying more equipment and buying more this and that if Romney won, but now that Obama has won, I'm not going to do it. Anyone that tells you that is an imbecile. They know nothing of business. They know absolutely nothing about business. I'm going to repeat it as many times as you want me to. Anybody that said they know, they don't know a damn thing about how to run a business. You waiting around to see who's president before you figure out whether you're going to buy some equipment and hire people? What's up with your business anyway, man? Are you paying attention to your business? Are you just paying attention to whatever problems the country is having politically? You know, so...
Well, Phil, I don't think that that's entirely correct. I think people do wait to see signs of the times, you know.
They wait to see signs of the times. They don't wait to see who's going to be president. They don't wait to see who's the personality. They wait to see what exactly is afoot in the country. What are the results of this, that, or something else? What are the results of this policy or that policy? What is in front of your face? What we see in front of our faces right now, and you can't deny it, is the fact that at least the jobs report has gotten better. Now, those are the figures we have. For somebody to say, well, let's see, jobs report, the guy. I'm going to go with the guy, and I'm going to say that because this guy has been elected, everything's going to hell in a handcart. I guarantee you that. This is an individual who shouldn't own a business. This is an individual who should probably be on some kind of medication, should be visiting a psychiatrist more than every 6 months or so. And really, if you work for anybody like that, if I were you, you know, run, don't walk away. That is about the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. And I'm not going to tell you where I heard it, but it was from one of our fine, fine, nationally syndicated talk show hosts. You talking about... Shut up. Don't say it. Even Rush, our very good personal friend, Rush Limbaugh, great guy. But when Rush says something like, why wouldn't you vote for Santa Claus? What kind of a stupid thing is that? Well, of course it's a stupid thing. Even Rush knows how stupid that is. Rush knows how dumb that is. But it sounds good. I mean, it's a really cool... You know, it has a... There's a sort of a... It has a kind of a rhythm to it, you know? Why wouldn't you vote for Santa Claus? Right? But the facts are Rush doesn't know why people. If that's what he thinks, then he doesn't. And he can't possibly. Because I know him, and he's not a stupid man. I think that is something that you probably throw to the masses. Rush Limbaugh may be the smartest guy that I know just from this standpoint. Rush does not attempt to explain things that he knows the audience isn't going to understand. Now, you can, you know, you don't have to believe me. Ask him. But don't ask him on the air. Ask him when he's off the air. And I don't think I'm saying anything that Rush would be offended by. I think he knows, you know, this is true. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't say anything that the audience isn't going to understand. He understands why Obama got elected. And it has more to do with, it doesn't have that much to do with being Santa Claus. It has more to do with the demographics, with the reality of America, who's voting and why. And he knows it isn't because the guy's Santa Claus. Women didn't vote for Obama because he's Santa Claus. Women voted for Obama because they were scared to death of Mitt Romney and his pro-life friends. You don't have to ask me. Ask a woman. That's why they deserted Mitt Romney, you know. There's a whole other world out there right now, man. White men don't matter that much in terms of the voting bloc. And I'm not saying that white men represent anything. That would be wrong of me. I'm a white man. I voted for Obama. But the fact is, a lot of us are conservatives. And God knows a lot of us listen to talk radio. And I know right now I'm talking primarily to white men, those that are, you know, still listening to our show. And in any event, so anybody that says that they stopped hiring or they froze hiring and because Romney didn't win, you're talking to an idiot. And I got no problem with calling anybody an idiot that says that they're not hiring people and they're not putting people on payroll and they're not blah, 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 because Obama's president. I don't believe it. For one second, I don't believe it. And that's why when I heard that and I heard who said it, I realized, well, you know what? It's probably something that was not said at all. As a matter of fact, I don't think that individual knows anybody. I think they said that because they're just pissed off Obama won and they want to say something highly explosive. I don't think it happened that way at all, you know. Now, here's one that I thought was kind of interesting, so I'd lay it on you. Paula Broadwell, linked to the Petraeus scandal, once stopped by The Daily Show.
You kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. She was on The Daily Show in January of 2012. Central Intelligence Agency Director David Petraeus stepped down from his post after a probe into whether someone was using his email without authorization led to the discovery that he was having an extramarital affair, according to a story in the Wall Street Journal. So, what? Someone was using his email without authorization led to the discovery that he was having an extramarital affair? No. Don't buy that.
Why don't you buy that?
Because I don't think that the FBI stumbled on this. I think the FBI makes it their business to know whether the Central Intelligence Agency director is above board or not. Don't give me this bullcrap about how they stumbled upon it.
Well, Phil, what, do you think the FBI is omniscient?
No, I don't think the FBI is omniscient. I think the FBI does their job.
Do you think their job? What?
Part of their job is to have their nose shoved up all the right you-know-whats. And one of them is the CIA director. That's part of what they do. Give me this bullcrap. Oh, how about that? Well, blow me down. General Petraeus is having an affair, and all we did was send the guy in from Xerox to put more ink in the printer.
Well, you're saying the man was being followed.
No, I'm not saying it. I'm saying that part of the FBI's job, part of the FBI, in the words of Hannibal Lecter, you know?
Yeah, I love that. Oh, you know, let me do it, okay, Phil?
Okay, go ahead.
You know,
I do it. You don't. How dare you?
He wants to do it, okay?
That's mine.
Hold on.
I get to do it.
All right, do it.
You know, you look like to me in a bad bag and a bad shoe. You look like a...
Shut up, Margaret.
Yeah, let me finish.
He's doing it all wrong.
Hold on.
You know, you look like to me with your bag and your bad shoe. You look like a rube.
That's fantastic, man. I love it.
Yeah, hold on. You know, and oh, how the boys found you when they fumbled you in a truck. And you're going to go all the way to the FBI.
Yeah, that's perfect, man. That's exactly how it is.
That's not exactly how it is, but...
You know full well, oh my God, they have raped me live on your radio show. Thank you, Phil Hendry.
Didn't rape you.
Don't go over the top.
That was mine, and they raped it, so they raped me. Every bit as much as Hannibal Lecter might have done it itself. Oh, is she a big fat lady with, yeah, she's in the pit in my backyard, and she's putting lotion on her skin. Her name? Margaret Gray.
Brother.
What? You're nuts. Yeah, let me try. You know, you look like a me with a bad bag and a big shoe. You look like a roo.
Yeah, perfect.
And oh, how the boys found you in a back, in a truck, all the way on the FBI. All right, welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and a couple of things in the news that I thought would be interesting to pass along to you here. And by the way, Margaret, I haven't forgotten about you and Devil Woman, okay?
Well, you know something, Phil, that was supposed to be done in the first hour, but it's not.
I mean, one of these shows, we're going to make you happy.
Yeah, no kidding, Ms. Gray. One of these shows, you'll be happy and not crying about stuff.
I'm not crying about it. How am I crying about something?
From the very beginning of this show and every show, you got a problem.
By the way, there's this woman, this Broadwell. Why do they keep showing her? I'll tell you why. Because General Petraeus, his wife, is tough to look at. And when you...
Oh, no. I will not have that. Do you understand?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, it's true.
Thank you, Robert. It is true, and it needs to be talked about. General Petraeus, a man, and I think Galen Shaw was right on the money, a man that gave his life to this country, a man that has given everything to this country, and he comes home to what it was that I saw, then yes, I have softened my views on that. But I can tell you...
Every time you speak of a woman, do you have to say this and that?
I'm talking about a couple of women. They're not in my class, Phil. They're not in my league, Phil.
I don't doubt they're not in your league. But can we just have the respect of calling them her instead of that?
No, you may not.
That's the way Miss Gray talk.
Thank you, bud. As I was saying, excuse me, if I belch, I'm going to say I'm sorry now. I get more email from people saying, oh, you belch on the air. Yes, I do. It happens to be a natural act, just as defecation is and urination.
Oh, my God. What... Why do you got to talk about that?
Because I get a lot of emails from people. Why do you talk about going to the bathroom? Do you not go to the bathroom? One woman today on my Facebook page. Oh, you're always going on about the toilet. Yes, I am. We have toilets in our home. Where do you go? Out back? By a tree?
What are you pissed off about?
I'm sick of it. I'd like to ask some of your listeners. Do you go? I bet a lot of you go to an outhouse. There you go. That a baby. I knew it. That's what it is.
Yeah, I'd probably be going to an outhouse or something like that.
Yeah, maybe like they got one of those French toilets, you know, where it's just a hole.
I'll bet you're right. I'll bet you a lot of you people out there use a hole in a floor somewhere to go to the toilet. That's French.
Yeah. All right.
But anyway, can I just...
Go ahead.
When General Petraeus comes home to... All right, I won't say that. When General Petraeus... comes home to what it is that he comes home to. And then he's working on his biography with something that's more like over there. See, I'm pointing to your website, Phil.
Okay.
Then I would think that Petraeus would want to stop coming home to the reality that he faces when he opens the door and there it is sitting at a table, and instead go to the Ritz-Carlton where something like this...
See, no matter how you say it, Margaret, you're still going to sound offensive.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Miss Manners.
Ha ha, it's called you Miss Manners. Ha ha, it's called you Miss Manners. Wait a minute, let's get rid of it.
No, hold on. Ha ha, call you Miss Manners.
Ha ha, call you Miss Manners. Ha ha, call Miss Manners.
And that's the truth.
Yeah. Ha.
Will you shut up? Okay, I Miss Manners, but I will have no disrespect. Now listen. Pentagon moves to silence SEALs about... What do you want?
I just want to say to Bud and Robert, can I see you later about what you... That's. I'd like to... I think I can get someone to produce that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you done?
Yes, I'm done.
Wow.
Well, I'm sorry, I liked it.
No. Congratulations, guys. Pentagon moves to silence SEALs about missions. The military is cracking down on special operations troops... who share knowledge of their secret missions for profit, punishing seven Navy SEALs, including one involved in the mission to get Osama bin Laden, who moonlighted as advisors on a combat video game. Current and former SEALs, including the author of a tell-all book on the bin Laden raid, complained they're getting mixed messages from the military, which likes to see itself on big and small screens on its own terms. Well, good point. The seven SEALs are being reprimanded and having their pay docked for sharing information with the designers of Medal of Honor Warfighter by Redwood City-based video game company Electronic Arts, according to military officials speaking on condition and because they were not authorized to discuss the investigation publicly. And here we have this leaking problem again. You were not authorized to talk about this publicly, but you're authorized, but you're telling it, and even the SEALs are told, and nobody can keep their mouth shut. Anyway. The men will remain in the SEAL teams, but were punished for working on the video without their command's permission, revealing classified information by sharing the tactics they used and showing designers some of their specially designed combat equipment unique to their unit. What the hell is wrong with these guys? You SEALs have been trained at the expense of the U.S. government and at the expense of the taxpayers. Yes, we know you're highly proficient killing machines, but you will do only as you are directed. You will do and go and say and do and thus as we direct you, the taxpayers and the citizens, through the commander-in-chief and the military arm. You are nothing more than machines. I'm only half kidding.
Well, I would hope you're totally kidding. Those are men.
They may be men, but they're military men. You know what? I got to have faith in something. Is everybody a big mouth? Everybody a big mouth now? Isn't there anybody out there with any integrity? If my job is to go out, and God knows it isn't, to go out and kill on behalf of the American people, to take out Osama bin Laden, do this, and keep my big fat mouth shut, then that's what I'm going to do. And all this mixed messages and this and that. You know what, you guys? You work for the Uncle Sam, okay? You are not actors, and you're not entrepreneurs. You're not what do they call those guys?
Mercenaries.
Yeah, you're not mercenaries. You work for the government, so I don't know what to tell you, you know.
You know, watch out. You're talking to a Navy SEAL. You can't talk to them that way.
You're right. I'm just the guy that, you know, pays the freight. I'm just one of the, you know, I don't go to prison. I don't go to jail. I pay my taxes on time. I pay a pretty significant part of my income on taxes because I'm in an upper bracket, not that much of an upper bracket, but it's upper enough. The police have never been inconvenienced because Phil Hendry has gone out and beat anybody up or shot anybody that I have shot. I've buried the body and you've never had to worry about it, officer. Of course, I'm kidding, but you'll never know. No, I really am kidding, but am I really? Yes, I am.
All right, Phil, who did you kill?
I didn't kill anyone, but the point is, what's the problem here?
Well, they said mixed messages.
What are they being told by the government? Are they being told that they're allowed to talk?
I think what's happening here is the government gave them a certain free rein that they now regret because they thought it might have been handled better, and I don't think you can ever count on that. I don't think you can say, look, you guys are free to talk, but don't talk about thus and this. And you know that people will interpret things differently. Well, you said not top secret. Well, right. So what do you tell them? We don't know the equipment. The equipment is top secret. No, you said you said no details of the mission. Well, yeah, but then we thought you also understood. Come on, either you guys in the SEALs are dumber than we thought, which I don't think is the case, or you guys in the government are not being as clear as you should, which unfortunately, having the experience we all have with bosses, that's more likely. Because what happens is, nobody really knows what to do, so not that they don't know what to do, but nobody really knows how they want to, they don't want to spell it out. They leave it to your, you know, you assume, well, this is what I mean. You go out, you do it, and you screw up, and then guess what? They're going to call your ass in the carpet. Where the SEALs went wrong, I think, is they should have known going in. We can't take anything for granted. If these guys are telling us this or that, we got to get some clarification. But, you know, they stood to make some money. They stood to make a nice piece of change from Electronic Arts. I got to tell you, I don't know why our members of our military are authorized while they're in uniform to do any of this kind of crap, unless you want to start paying them a lot of bread, man. I mean, if you want to start paying SEALs the way we pay ball players, the way we willingly pay ball players, the way we willingly pay football players, the way we very willingly and with absolute joy and glee in our hearts pay basketball players and hockey players, unless we're willing to also, with the same glee and joy and verve, pay our military guys, this is what's going to happen. And people will say, well, they have the right to do that. Yeah, they'll say that until the next Osama bin Laden mission, which is blown because somebody in Pakistan saw the Electronic Arts game and the equipment that was being used by the SEALs and decided to develop something better, and they go in and they all get massacred.
Well, are you trying to say now that the Pakistanis are playing video games?
I think when it comes to espionage or intelligence, they do everything. They read books, they watch TV, they play video games. Yeah, we try to learn as much as we can about each other. Oh, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I would figure you'd say that, bud. You and 90 million other people in America would say that. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Video games? Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, uh-huh, video games. They'll watch them, they'll play them, they'll watch TV. They're, you know, wherever there is, it's an information game. The most valuable commodity in the world today is not gold, it's not diamonds, it's not the euro, it's not the dollar, it's not real estate, it's information, and it always has been, information, you know.
Information, or the French, is information, you see.
Sometimes I think you're kidding, you know.
Yeah, I know, and that's why we have this problem. We can't see eye to eye, I don't know.
But tonight I'm getting along with you better, Margaret. Okay, so there you have that piece of falderall. So the SEALs have been reprimanded, and it's unfortunate because they're our heroes. I love them. I think they're fantastic. I tell you what, you guys, I'll pay you more than the military's paying you, maybe not as much as EA, but more than the military's paying you if you'll come on our show and if you'll just finish out my run on this show, okay? I think people would want to hear that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they would.
Except they can't talk about the mission. I guess they could talk about physical fitness or something like that.
I'd love to sit here with Navy SEALs. Why don't you take a long vacation?
That'd be fine with me. Fine with me, as long as I get a piece of all the advertising that comes in. Ooh! I tell you what, SEALs, you can have this spot, and I'll just take 10%. Well, yeah, 10% of the ad money that starts pouring in when I turn over my radio show to Navy SEALs. That'd be beautiful. I'll just take 10%. You guys will make a ton. I'm telling you. Well, on second thought, considering who's doing the... Never mind. All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
You almost ran afoul.
Don't worry. SEALs, I take that back because I don't want to embarrass you with the... Anyway, 877-876-7445. World famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be back right after this.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
And that's the truth.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, and every night we are here from, 10 p.m. on the West Coast to 1 a.m., and on the East Coast, 1 a.m. to 4 a.m., and very happy to be with you. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, and we have on the line with us here Art Griego. Art is at the Santa Monica. We still got the R.C. Collins line open.
That guy lying on a Bradley Military Academy?
What?
What did you ask?
Is that the line of Military Academy?
Yes. Do we still have that open?
I thought you were going to say to him.
No. We're done with him. All right. You got Mr. Griego on the phone. Santa Monica Airport. Art Griego, how are you, Art?
Hey, Phil. Very good.
And we wanted to talk to you about the power outages along the East Coast.
Yeah. Well, right now there's a great deal problem, not so much all along the east, but it's up in the Northeast.
Yeah. And they had that extra nor'easter, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Now, the people that I know are telling me that the residents up there are making do as best as they can, but there is an awful lot of pockets of individuals that are making a fuss on television, and I don't know how you would say this. I don't want to cite anybody individually, Phil, but there are people who are staring into the camera and crying and And it is making relief effort difficult for us here on the West Coast and elsewhere to try to get relief to these people.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't personally. It's distasteful for me to see individuals looking into the camera and going, you know, I don't have power.
Well, they're in distress.
Well, yeah, they're in distress, but even that word is one that puts me off. I would rather give relief, and I'd like to go, and I'd like to help people that look as if they, I don't want to use the D word, but...
Do you mean deserve it?
Yeah, I was going to say that, Ms. Gray, that look like they deserve it.
Hold on for a minute here now, Art. What are people supposed to do?
Well, I don't want to get into an argument.
No, but you said some things that need to be addressed now. What are people supposed to do if you're in distress, if you don't have electricity, you're freezing to death, man. We're beginning to get into the autumn months here, and we're going to be in winter soon, and there already is snow on the ground. You know, you get to a point where you are asking yourself, you know, where is the help?
Yes, I understand you ask yourself, where is the help? But to do it in a way that discredits yourself, your neighbors, and your neighborhood...
What are you seeing people doing?
I'm watching the television coverage of what's going on back east with getting the power back and getting people's utilities back up and running. And we are certainly willing to lend whatever help we can. If they need guys to go out and climb a few more poles to get the lines up, I don't know. But I'm monitoring the situation right now, and it's one that I'm right now. I've got a yellow light on it, and we haven't gone to green. I've worked with Jay Sanis, by the way, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, so I know him.
Okay.
And right now it's a yellow light.
Now, what does yellow light mean?
Are you holding back aid?
Ma'am, we don't call it holding it back. We're just saying right now the yellow light represents that if we do go and help, it's going to be embarrassing. We'd like a green light.
What does a green light represent?
Well, a green light is when people are on camera in these areas and they are acting in a way that is, I guess, they're acting like you know, what is it? What did Marlon Brando say to Al Martino? Act like a man?
Well, you're not dealing with just men, you're dealing with women, and more to the point, Art, you're also dealing with children.
I'm aware of that, Phil.
Well, how does a child stand there and buck up and act like a man? Children wear their feelings on their sleeve for obvious reasons. They're children, and so if they're cold or they're hungry or whatever...
Well, exactly, and I feel for those kids, but if their parents are the ones that are on camera, looking into the camera and saying... words like, I don't know what we're going to do. That really, God, that bothers me.
And so you have a yellow light on this because they're saying the wrong things.
It bothers me and it bothers other members of my support team as well as the Citizens Auxiliary Police when they look at the camera and they say, oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And I called the utility office and their lines are busy. All of those words... I can't tell you, Phil, and it makes it difficult, and I really want to go to a green level on this.
Now, let me ask you about this green level. You have green?
It's just like a traffic light. We have green, we have yellow, and we have red.
And what do they represent?
Green represents full assist on the way. Let's get everybody out to the East Coast, and let's start helping get the utility power back up.
Yellow is?
Yellow is cautionary. I want to go to green, but we've got to see how it develops on the ground. And obviously red means they're nowhere near ready to receive aid. And I had been sitting in my office for the last 3 days, literally, Phil, it's sometimes with my finger hovering over that green button. And then comes the news report. And then I can feel my heart drop. And it's a woman going, oh, they didn't, you know, blah, blah, blah. And we didn't get this. We didn't. And my finger goes right back. It goes hovering over the red.
Well, what it sounds... I want to say something, Phil.
Go ahead.
What it sounds like to me is this is some sort of a sadistic game that you're playing.
No, ma'am, it is not a sadistic game.
No, it's a sadistic game that you're playing that if the people don't say the right thing or behave like trained animals at a zoo, you're not going to render assistance that is needed. And I find that just flat wrong.
No, ma'am. No, it is not. It is not because we are playing with them. It's because we can't do it any other way.
Well, what does that mean, you can't do it any other way? You have every power in the book to render aid if you can. I don't know what it is you guys can do. I guess you have a lot of technically adept people. But for you to sit there with your finger over the green button and then a lady comes on TV and acts in a manner that you don't think is acceptable and your finger goes back over the red, that is, as Margaret just said, sadistic.
If it's sadistic, Mr. Henry, I would have published a picture of me doing that. Your show is the... We've done talk shows, yes. I've only done a handful of television shows.
And on those handful of television shows, does it show you with your finger hovering over the green?
My finger hovering over a what?
Over... A finger hovering over the green.
Yes, it shows our traffic light system, yeah.
Well, then, I don't know what it... When you say that you're not publicizing it...
We are not publicizing it as much as you think we are. You probably think I'm going on the Johnny Leno or the Jimmy Kilmer. What was the name of the group that did Sugar Shack? Jimmy Kilmer and the Cannonballs. Is that it?
What's he talking about?
What do you mean, Sugar Shack?
Who did Sugar Shack?
Phil Hendry.